Chapter 22. Well then, don't talk about such uncomfortable things, there's a good soul, apostrophe said my mother. Miss Betsy is shut up in her cottage by the sea, no doubt, and will remain there. At all events, she is not likely ever to trouble us again. Apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, mused Peggotty. No, that ain't likely at all. I wonder, if she was to die, whether she'd leave Davy anything? Apostrophe, apostrophe, good gracious me, Peggotty, apostrophe, returned my mother, what a nonsensical woman you are. When you know that she took offense at the poor dear boy's ever being born at all. Apostrophe, I suppose she wouldn't be inclined to forgive him now, apostrophe, hinted Peggotty. Why should she be inclined to forgive him now? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said my mother, rather sharply. Now that he's got a brother, I mean, apostrophe, said Peggotty. My mother immediately began to cry, and wondered how Peggotty dared to say such a thing. As if this poor little innocent in its cradle had ever done any harm to you or anybody else, you jealous thing. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said she. You had much better go and marry Mr. Barkis, the carrier. Why don't you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I should make Miss Murdstone happy, if I was to, apostrophe, said Peggotty. What a bad disposition you have, Peggotty. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned my mother. You are as jealous of Miss Murdstone as it is possible for a ridiculous creature to be. You want to keep the keys yourself, and give out all the things, I suppose? I shouldn't be surprised if you did. When you know that she only does it out of kindness and the best intentions. You know she does, Peggotty, you know it well. Apostrophe, Peggotty muttered something to the effect of bother the best intentions. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and something else to the effect that there was a little too much of the best intentions going on. I know what you mean, you cross thing, apostrophe, said my mother. I understand you, Peggotty, perfectly. You know I do, and I wonder you don't color up like fire. But one point at a time. Miss Murdstone is the point now, Peggotty, and you shan't escape from it. Haven't you heard her say, over and over again, that she thinks I am too thoughtless, and too a apostrophe, pretty, apostrophe, suggested Peggotty. Well, apostrophe, returned my mother, half laughing, and if she is so silly as to say so, can I be blamed for it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no one says you can, apostrophe, said Peggotty. No, I should hope not, indeed. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned my mother. Haven't you heard her say, over and over again, that on this account she wished to spare me a great deal of trouble, which she thinks I am not suited for, and which I really don't know myself, that I am suited for? And isn't she up early and late, and going to and fro continually, and doesn't she do all sorts of things, and grope into all sorts of places, coal holes and pantries and I don't know where, that can't be very agreeable, and do you mean to insinuate that there is not a sort of devotion in that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I don't insinuate at all, apostrophe, said Peggotty. You do, Peggotty, apostrophe, returned my mother. You never do anything else, except your work. You are always insinuating. You revel in it. And when you talk of Mr. Murdstone's good intentions, apostrophe, I never talked of them, apostrophe, said Peggotty. No, Peggotty, apostrophe, returned my mother, but you insinuated. That's what I told you just now. That's the worst of you. You will insinuate. I said, at the moment, that I understood you, and you see I did. When you talk of Mr. Murdstone's good intentions, and pretend to slight them, for I don't believe you really do, in your heart, Peggotty, you must be as well convinced as I am how good they are, and how they actuate him in everything. If he seems to have been at all stern with a certain person, Peggotty, you understand, and so I am sure does Davy, that I am not alluding to anybody, presented it solely because he is satisfied that it is for a certain person's benefit. He naturally loves a certain person, on my account, and acts solely for a certain person's good. He is better able to judge of it than I am, For I very well know that I am a weak, light, girlish creature, and that he is a firm, grave, serious man. And he takes, apostrophe said my mother, with the tears which were engendered in her affectionate nature, stealing down her face, he takes great pains with me, and I ought to be very thankful to him, and very submissive to him even in my thoughts. And when I am not, Peggotty, I worry and condemn myself, and feel doubtful of my own heart, and don't know what to do. Apostrophe, Peggotty sat with her chin on the foot of the stocking, looking silently at the fire. There, Peggotty, apostrophe said my mother, changing her tone, don't let us fall out with one another, for I couldn't bear it. You are my true friend, I know, if I have any in the world. When I call you a ridiculous creature, or a vexatious thing, or anything of that sort, Peggotty, I only mean, that you are my true friend, and always have been, ever since the night, when Mr. Copperfield first brought me home here, and you came out to the gate to meet me. Apostrophe, Peggotty was not slow to respond, and ratify the treaty of friendship, by giving me one of her best hugs. I think I had some glimpses of the real character of this conversation at the time, but I am sure now that the good creature originated it, and took her part in it, merely that my mother might comfort herself with the little contradictory summary in which she had indulged. The design was efficacious, for I remember that my mother seemed more at ease during the rest of the evening, and that Peggotty observed her less. When we had had our tea, and the ashes were thrown up, and the candle snuffed, I read Peggotty a chapter out of the crocodile book, in remembrance of old times she took it out of her pocket. I don't know whether she had kept it there ever since, and then we talked about Salem House, which brought me round again to Steerforth, who was my great subject. We were very happy. And that evening, as the last of its race, and destined evermore to close that volume of my life, will never pass out of my memory. It was almost 10 o'clock, before we heard the sound of wheels. We all got up then, and my mother said hurriedly that, as it was so late, and Mr. and Miss Murdstone approved of early hours for young people, perhaps I had better go to bed. I kissed her, and went upstairs with my candle directly, before they came in. It appeared to my childish fancy, as I ascended to the bedroom, where I had been imprisoned, that they brought a cold blast of air into the house which blew away the old familiar feeling like a feather. I felt uncomfortable about going down to breakfast in the morning, as I had never set eyes on Mr. Murdstone since the day when I committed my memorable offense. However, as it must be done, I went down, after two or three false starts halfway, and as many runs back on tiptoe to my own room, and presented myself in the parlor. He was standing before the fire with his back to it, while Miss Murdstone made the tea. He looked at me steadily as I entered, but made no sign of recognition whatever. I went up to him, after a moment of confusion, and said, I beg your pardon, sir. I am very sorry for what I did, and I hope you will forgive me. Apostrophe, I am glad to hear you are sorry, David, apostrophe he replied. The hand he gave me was the hand I had bitten. I could not restrain my eye from resting for an instant on a red spot upon it, but it was not so red as I turned, when I met that sinister expression in his face. How do you do, ma'am? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I said to Miss Murdstone. Ah, dear me. Apostrophe, apostrophe, sighed Miss Murdstone, giving me the tea caddy scoop instead of her fingers. How long are the holidays? Apostrophe, a month, ma'am. Apostrophe, counting from when? Apostrophe, apostrophe, from today, ma'am. Apostrophe, oh. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Miss Murdstone. Then here's one day off. Apostrophe, she kept a calendar of the holidays in this way, and every morning checked a day off in exactly the same manner. She did it gloomily until she came to 10, but when she got into two figures she became more hopeful, and, as the time advanced, even jocular. It was on this very first day that I had the misfortune to throw her, though she was not subject to such weakness in general, into a state of violent consternation. I came into the room where she and my mother were sitting, and the baby, who was only a few weeks old, being on my mother's lap, I took it very carefully in my arms. Suddenly Miss Murdstone gave such a scream that I all but dropped it. "My dear Jane! Apostrophe, apostrophe," cried my mother. "Good heavens, Clara, do you see?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," exclaimed Miss Murdstone. "See what, my dear Jane?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," said my mother. "Where?" "Apostrophe, he's got it." "Apostrophe, apostrophe," cried Miss Murdstone. "The boy has got the baby." Apostrophe, she was limp with horror, but stiffened herself to make a dart at me and take it out of my arms. Then she turned faint and was so very ill that they were obliged to give her cherry brandy. I was solemnly interdicted by her, on her recovery, from touching my brother any more on any pretense whatever, and my poor mother, who, I could see, wished otherwise, meekly confirmed the interdict by saying, "No doubt you are right, my dear Jane." Apostrophe, on another occasion, when we three were together, this same dear baby, it was truly dear to me, for our mother's sake, was the innocent occasion of Miss Murdstone's going into a passion. My mother, who had been looking at its eyes as it lay upon her lap, said, "Davy, come here." Apostrophe, and looked at mine. I saw Miss Murdstone lay her beads down. "I declare, apostrophe," said my mother, gently, "they are exactly alike. I suppose they are mine. I think they are the color of mine. But they are wonderfully alike." "Apostrophe, what are you talking about, Clara?" "Apostrophe, apostrophe," said Miss Murdstone. "My dear Jane," apostrophe, faltered my mother, a little abashed by the harsh tone of this inquiry, "I find that the baby's eyes and Davy's are exactly alike." "Apostrophe, Clara." "Apostrophe, apostrophe," said Miss Murdstone, rising angrily, "you are a positive fool sometimes." "Apostrophe, my dear Jane," apostrophe, remonstrated my mother. "A positive fool," apostrophe, said Miss Murdstone. "Who else could compare my brother's baby with your boy? They are not at all alike. They are exactly unlike. They are utterly dissimilar in all respects. I hope they will ever remain so. I will not sit here and hear such comparisons made." Apostrophe, with that she stalked out and made the door bang after her. In short, I was not a favorite with Miss Murdstone. In short, I was not a favorite there with anybody, not even with myself. For those who did like me could not show it, and those who did not, showed it so plainly that I had a sensitive consciousness of always appearing constrained, boorish, and dull. I felt that I made them as uncomfortable as they made me. If I came into the room where they were, and they were talking together, and my mother seemed cheerful, an anxious cloud would steal over her face from the moment of my entrance. If Mr. Murdstone were in his best humor, I checked him. If Miss Murdstone were in her worst, I intensified it. I had perception enough to know that my mother was the victim always, that she was afraid to speak to me, or to be kind to me, lest she should give them some offense by her manner of doing so, and receive a lecture afterwards, that she was not only ceaselessly afraid of her own offending, but of my offending, and uneasily watched their looks, if I only moved. Therefore I resolved to keep myself as much out of their way as I could, and many a wintry hour did I hear the church clock strike, when I was sitting in my cheerless bedroom, wrapped in my little greatcoat, poring over a book. In the evening, sometimes, I went and sat with Peggotty in the kitchen. There I was comfortable, and not afraid of being myself. But neither of these resources was approved of in the parlor. The tormenting humor which was dominant there stopped them both. I was still held to be necessary to my poor mother's training, and, as one of her trials, could not be suffered to absent myself. "David," apostrophe, said Mr. Murdstone, one day after dinner, when I was going to leave the room as usual, "I am sorry to observe that you are of a sullen disposition. Apostrophe, as sulky as a bear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Miss Murdstone. I stood still, and hung my head. Now, David, apostrophe, said Mr. Murdstone, a sullen obdurate disposition is, of all tempers, the worst. Apostrophe, and the boys is, of all such dispositions, that ever I have seen, apostrophe, remarked his sister, the most confirmed and stubborn. I think, my dear Clara, even you must observe it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I beg your pardon, my dear Jane, apostrophe, said my mother, but are you quite sure? I am certain you'll excuse me, my dear Jane, that you understand Davy? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I should be somewhat ashamed of myself, Clara, apostrophe, returned Miss Murdstone, if I could not understand the boy, or any boy. I don't profess to be profound, but I do lay claim to common sense. Apostrophe, no doubt, my dear Jane, apostrophe, returned my mother, your understanding is very vigorous, apostrophe, oh dear, no. Pray don't say that, Clara, apostrophe, interposed Miss Murdstone, angrily. But I am sure it is, apostrophe, resumed my mother, and everybody knows it is. I profit so much by it myself, in many ways at least I ought to, that no one can be more convinced of it than myself. And therefore I speak with great diffidence, my dear Jane, I assure you. Apostrophe, we'll say I don't understand the boy, Clara, apostrophe, returned Miss Murdstone, arranging the little feathers on her wrists. We'll agree, if you please, that I don't understand him at all. He is much too deep for me. But perhaps my brother's penetration may enable him to have some insight into his character. And I believe my brother was speaking on the subject, when we not very decently interrupted him. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.